That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.
The Wire.
Yes, indeed, you are listening to The Wire. And before we go into our New Zealand first piece, I just want to touch on the budget, which is being announced tomorrow. So the wellbeing budget is being seen as a new approach to tackle long-term issues. Traditionally, budgets are like an auction. Ministers and departments bid for their slice of the pie, that pie being new money, which is roughly around $1 billion. So new spending, what does that mean? Most of the budgets are pretty set, particularly for in particular health, education and welfare. So any new money gets divided up. Documents go to the finance minister, then there will be one-on-ones where someone argues the case for their bid about where that money should go, and it'd be like a bidding war. So it'd actually help if you're good at lobbying or able to put up a good argument. But now, with the change in the focus on a wellbeing budget, the government departments have to work together in their budget bids, which also means far more communication between departments as part of achieving the end goal. So working on child poverty, for example, would mean all the relevant departments work together to ensure each aspect of that approach gets the money it needs. The government has already made pre-budget announcements tackling Māori offending and the family sexual violence package with this multi-pronged approach. For the latter, Oranga Tamariki, Te Puni Kōkiri, the Ministry of Social Development, the Ministry of Justice and Police are among the 10 government agencies involved in the police strategy. In terms of mental health, the government has only just made an announcement regarding their response to the inquiry into mental health and addiction. They have accepted in principle or agreed to further consideration of 38 of the 40 recommendations of the inquiry panel. So this includes significantly increasing access to publicly funded mental health and addiction services for people with mild to moderate needs, commitment to increase choice by broadening the types of services available, urgently complete the National Suicide Prevention Strategy, establish an independent commission to provide leadership and oversight of mental health and addiction, and repeal and replace the Mental Health Compulsory Assessment and Treatment Act of 1992. So, back to this budget. Every new bid for government money also needs to stand the test of time. So, there's a heavy focus on intergenerational benefit. That means Treasury has to consider the cost of the project over the next 30 to 40 years. The final difference is how success is measured. So, rather than looking at GDP, there are a number of wellness indicators that have been settled on to measure the country's well-being. You can find these on the Stats Indicators, Stats New Zealand Indicators website. These are broken into four areas, so current and then future well-being, contextual factors and impact on the world. Current well-being would look like things like air quality, cities and settlements, so access to natural spaces or homelessness or housing affordability, economic standards of living, health, governance, identity, safety, social connections, subjective well-being, that sort of thing. Future well-being is we have things like financial and physical capital, human capital, natural capital, social capital, and then the impact on the rest of the world is things like climate or consumption of net greenhouse gas emissions, economic standard of living, financial and physical capital, again, human capital, natural capital, again, and waste. And then finally, the contextual indicators would include population and production. So population, age and sex structure, disability status, ethnic composition, family composition, fertility, so on. Production, components of final use, national income, production by industry, regional production, returns for factors of production and total New Zealand production. So those GDP factors are still part of that, but it's becoming a sort of wider look at people's health, essentially, and well-being. One final note I'll make about the budget is the leak that has occurred. This has meant that National have released some information about the Labour Coalition government's budget ahead of time. Not only does this mess up the democratic process in which a government's budget should be treated, but it does give National a very small window prior to Labour's announcement to get their framing around the conversation. But stay tuned for all the full announcements tomorrow. And also just a note that the hack against the Treasury is now being treated as a police issue, so I'm sure more information will come out about that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.